You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. GPAC women's basketball scores before we turn to the men's game. Briarcliff over Midland, 84-74. Hastings over Dakota Wesleyan. Dakota Wesleyan in a bit of a tailspin in women's basketball. They lost a couple of games this week. They lose 62-54. And Morningside a winner over the College of St. Mary, 97-71. Men's basketball coming up. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for both teams. First of all, for the Dort College defenders. They will start, number one, Andrew O'Donnelly, 6'3", junior from Sioux Center, averaging 9.3 points per game. Number three is Alec Henriksen, a 6'2", sophomore from Spirit Lake, averaging 15.7 points per outing. Number four is Marcus Winterfeld, a 6'5", freshman from Sioux Center, averaging 10.7 points per game. Chad Barkema is a 6'5", freshman from Sioux Falls, averaging 4.7 points per contest. And Taylor Feenster is a 6'7", junior from Hull, averaging 8.7 points per game. For the Doan College Tigers, they in all likelihood will start number two, Chase Stone, a 6'2 junior from Monument, Colorado, averaging 10.3 points per game. Number three is Michael Zuhl, a 6-foot senior from Queens, New York, averaging 12.4 points per outing. Number 15 is Reed Williams, a 6'3 senior from Lincoln, averaging 7.2 points per game. Riley Zimmerman wears number 20. He's a 6'3 junior from Beatrice, Nebraska, averaging 12.7 points per game. And the leading scorer for Doan is Nate Keel, a 6'7 senior from Tecumseh, Nebraska, averaging 16.2 points per game. Doan College is coached by Ian McKeven. Dort College is coached by Ross Dama. The Dort College men are 12-13. They're trying to snap a three-game losing skid. Dort is averaging a little under 89 points per game. They give up 84 points per game. Dort College holds about a 7 rebounds per game edge. They convert 47.4% of their field goals. Opponents are making 46.9% of their shots. Doan College is 12-12, 3-9 in the GPAC. Wins for Doan in league play are over Mount Marty, Dort, and Concordia. Tigers have lost four games in a row and are 2-5 in 2017. Tigers have scored 79 points per game. They give up 79 points per contest. Doan's averaging 35.2 rebounds per game. They take down 36.4 rebounds per contest. And opponents are getting 36.4 rebounds against the Doan College Tigers. The Doan men were 92-77 winners in Crete over Dort College back on December the 10th. Defenders were down 43-38 at halftime, converted 42% of their field goals. Doan made nearly 50% of their tries. Dalton Franken scored 19, Leighton Sampson at 14, Andrew O'Donnell scored 12 in the loss. Most recent outing, Dort College loses to Northwestern, 105-94. Alec Henriksen at 36 in the loss. Midland men pushed out to a 39-25 halftime lead and won a 78-51 decision over Doan. Tigers were led by Riley Zimmerman's 10 points and 5 rebounds. Nate Keel had 9 points along with reserve Quinn Connor. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more in a moment. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Other GPAC basketball games happening this afternoon in terms of conference action. Midland is at Briarcliff, and Hastings is at Dakota Wesleyan. Concordia is hosting the Concordia Invite, so they are not involved in conference play today. College of St. Mary at Morningside, so Morningside has a bye this weekend, as does Northwestern. We'll be back to heavy action on Wednesday. Dort is at Briarcliff, Midland's at Hastings, Morningside's at Northwestern, Mount Marty is at Dakota Wesleyan, College of St. Mary visits Doan in women's basketball this Wednesday. Dort College will be playing the College of St. Mary in women's basketball 2 weeks from today. We will have an odd February Saturday open 1 week from today. No games for the Dort College basketball women's and men's teams. Well, we do have a slight change to the starting lineup this afternoon. Starting for the Dort College defenders will be Danny Voss, and I had wondered if Coach Ross Dama was going to go with Danny here this afternoon on Senior Day, and he has elected to go with Danny Voss. Voss is a senior from Ripon, California. He's averaging right at 1 point per contest, and he will start in place of Andrew O'Donnell. That's the normal spot held by Andrew O'Donnell. Danny Voss will get the start here this afternoon, the 6 foot senior from Ripon, California. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from a variety of businesses in Northwest Iowa. They include People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance. Located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra in Sioux Center, 722-0101. By Ploym Publishing for all your printing needs, delivering on quality and on time since 1955. We are just about set for basketball. Opening tip on the way. And Winterfeld controls the tip, gets it over to Alec Henriksen. And Alec Henriksen passes it right side over to Terpstra. Terpstra gives it over to Voss. Voss with the basketball. Voss goes back over to Terpstra. Terpstra driving the lane, and we've got a hand check called on the Doan College Tigers. Chase Stone. Stone whistled for the personal foul. So Stone whistled for the personal foul. It'll be Dort College basketball inbounding left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Just underway here at the DeWitt Gymnasium. Nice size crowd on hand for today's contest. Winterfeld in traffic. Short shot is good. Marcus Winterfeld with a two-point basket to start the scoring, and the Dort College defenders have a 2-0 lead. 2-0 our score. With the basketball, they go high post to Keel. Keel off the glass, no good. Rebound tapped out, controlled by Feenstra. Feenstra with the basketball. Feenstra gets it ahead to Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball at the top of the key. Alec passes it right side over to Terpstra. Terpstra, three ball off the right, off the back iron, no good. Rebound Winterfeld. Winterfeld trying to back his way in. Kicks it reverse over right side to Henriksen. Henriksen to Voss. Voss back over to Henriksen. Henriksen with it on the right wing. Comes back over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld into the corner. Terpstra. Terpstra, three off the side of the backboard. No good. Rebound taken away by Doan. Doan with the basketball. Michael Zuhl. Zuhl, pull-up jumper. Missed it. No good. Rebound controlled by Feenstra. Feenstra gets it away to Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball. Driving into the lane. His shot no good. But he took it hard to the basket, and Reed Williams commits the foul. That's foul number one on him. So free throws on the way for Alec Henriksen. Two free throws coming here for Alec. First free throw is up and good. Another one on the way for Henriksen. Henriksen with a second free throw. 3-0 our score currently. Second free throw for Henriksen is up and good, so Henriksen makes them both, and the Dort College defenders lead 4-0. 4-0 our score. Henriksen makes both free throws. He's an 87% free throw shooter. Pass goes right side with the basketball is Reed Williams. Williams gives it up to Chase Stone. Stone with it on the left elbow. Stone, they kick it out. Three on the way is up and good. Three-point basket for the Tigers and Riley Zimmerman. Zimmerman anchors at 4-3. Dort College leading Doan by a point. With it on the right side is Voss. Voss bounces it to Winterfeld. Winterfeld with the basketball on the right side. Winterfeld's two-point basket is good. Marcus Winterfeld with four, and the Dort College lead is 6-3. 6-3 our score. Michael Zuhl. Zuhl, they pass it up the right sideline to Reed Williams. Williams with the basketball. Williams gives it back over to Zuhl. Zuhl back to Williams. Comes back left side to Zimmerman. Zimmerman to Zuhl. Down to the post. Keel. Keel working against Feenstra. Keel, short shot is good. Nate Keel averaging 16.2 points per gun contest. Makes it a 6-5 ball game. Henriksen in traffic, lost it, picked up by Doan. Doan in transition, shot is up and good. Two-point basket for the Doan Tigers. Getting the basketball, the basket that time was Zimmerman, and the defenders trail 7-6. 7-6 our score. Pass goes left side, Feenstra. Feenstra working his way in against Keel. Puts it up, draws some contact, shot is good for Feenstra. Taylor Feenstra with a two-point basket. And the Dort College defenders lead 8-7. 8-7 our score. Barkema and O'Donnell are in. Voss checks out of the ballgame for the Dort College defenders, as does Marcus Winterfeld. Taylor Feenstra will go to the free throw line for a three-point play opportunity. That was the first foul of the day called on Nate Keel. That is foul number two on Doan as a team. Free throw by Feenstra for the three-point play is up and through. So Taylor Feenstra makes the free throw. And the North College defenders lead 9-7. 9-7 on our score. Josh Van Langen checks into the ballgame for North College. In the backcourt is Michael Zuhl. Zuhl gets the return pass. Zuhl passes left side over to Stone. Stone to Zuhl. Zuhl gives it up, and a foul on the play called on either Terpstra or Van Langen. Foul's going to go on Terpstra. Alex whistled for foul number one. So two free throws on the way for Riley Zimmerman, an 80% free throw shooter, averaging 12.7 points per game. He's got five already, and now six as he makes the first one. He's got another one on the way. Dort College led moments ago 9-7. It's now 9-8. Another free throw on the way. This one's up and hangs on the rim and falls through. We have our first tie of the basketball game with 16:51 remaining in the first half. O'Donnell passes it out front. Henriksen. Henriksen to Terpstra. Terpstra over the basketball. Terpstra right side. They swing it left side over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell on the wing attacking. Nothing there. Back over to Henriksen. Henriksen, O'Donnell. O'Donnell looking down low for Van Langen. Instead, O'Donnell attacks the hoop, and O'Donnell with a two-point basket. North College leads 11-9. 11-9, our score, 16:20 remaining. Doan basketball, first half of play. So far, the offense is in control. Pass goes into the corner. Doan shot over the top of Barkema. The two-point basket with a left hand for Williams, and we're tied 11-all. 11-11, our score. Pass goes right side to Henriksen. Henriksen looking for Terpstra. Pass goes left side, Barkema. Barkema gives it to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell over to Barkema. Barkema goes right side over to Terpstra. Terpstra on the wing, feeds it down low for O'Donnell. O'Donnell against Zuhl. Shot no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Van Langen. Van Langen, head fake, puts it up. Keel blocks it. Barkema comes away with a rebound. Kick out pass, three on the way. O'Donnell missed it, no good. Tip out, and it's taken by Keel. Keel hands it off. Zuhl will walk it up. Well, it looks like Keel is starting to feel the effects of a long season. He walked into the front court trying to conserve his energy. Now he spins it with a left hand, and Nate Keel with a two-point bucket. Boy, the way Keel is moving right now, though, you've got to wonder if he's going to make it through this whole ball game. I don't know if he got hit on the hip or what, but he's laboring up and down the floor. Van Langen squares up, 12-foot jumper, good, left side for Josh. 6'6 freshman from Sioux Center, Iowa, knots it at 13 apiece. 14:53 remaining. Right side pass with it is Doan. Doan, Williams. Williams to Zuhl. Zuhl with a basketball. Zuhl taken by O'Donnell. Reed Williams passes left side Zimmerman. Zimmerman intended for Keel. And it's taken away by O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Henriksen. Henriksen with a lace it up with the left hand. Good. Alec Henriksen with 4 points. Dort College leads 15-13. 15-13 our score. And the Dort College defenders take the two-point lead. Doan will call a timeout. Timeout on the floor, Tigers. Back with more in a moment. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Doan College uses their first timeout. They've got five remaining. 14:20 remaining in this first half. Dort College a 15-13 advantage. Zuhl has it on the right wing. Pass left side. Riley Zimmerman back to Zuhl. Zuhl goes high post to Connor Long. Long drives in. His short jumper is good. Connor Long with a two-point basket. We're deadlocked at 15. 13:55 and counting. First half. Feed it down low. Goes to Van Langen. Van Langen hook shot in the lane. Short shot no good. And the rebound is cleared by Lord Akai. Shot no good. Barkema gets the rebound. His putback attempt no good. And now foul called on the rebound against the Doan College Tigers. Foul goes on number 20. That's Riley Zimmerman. Zimmerman whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on him. Team foul number four already on the Doan College Tigers. Andrew O'Donnell will inbound the basketball for Doan College. Right side of the lane as we face the hoop. O'Donnell to trigger it. Gets it into Van Langen. Van Langen trying to back his way in, and it's swiped at by Connor Long, but the ball ends up out of bounds. Last touch by Doan. It will be Dort College basketball. Inbounding, right side of the lane will be O'Donnell. O'Donnell triggering, looking, gets it into Van Langen. Van Langen to O'Donnell. O'Donnell trying to work his way into the lane, retreats. Comes back right side, and now we've got a foul called. Foul called on Doan and number 25, Quinn Connor. Connor whistled for the personal. It's team foul number 5 on the Tigers here in the first half. Inbounding is O'Donnell. O'Donnell gets it into Winterfeld. Winterfeld with it. Winterfeld fading away. Tough shot. Can't get it to go, but there for the rebound is Van Langen. Van Langen put back good. Josh Van Langen with 4 points, and the Dort College lead is 17-15. Left side pass, Chase Stone. Stone gives it up to Quinn Connor. Connor to Stone. Stone to Wyatt Simon. Simon to Aka. Aka shot blocked by Van Langen. Rebound, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell gives it up. Winterfeld. Winterfeld, three on the way. Good. Marcus Winterfeld with a three-point basket. Dort College opens up a five-point lead, 20-15. 20-15 the score. Doan basketball. Long. He'll wait for the return pass. Connor Long looking. Passes right side. Wyatt Simon. Wyatt Simon on the right wing. Pass goes left side over to Stone. Stone to Long. Long shot, no good. Rebound cleared by O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell into the front court. Left side, Winterfeld squares up. Another three, rainbow. Yep. And now a foul called on the rebound. That's going to go on Lord Aka. So a three-point bucket. A foul on the rebound. So Aka picks up his first personal foul. So Van Langen checks out of the ballgame, as does Henriksen, and Dort College will maintain possession of the basketball. That's team foul number 6 against Doan in this quarter, or in this half, I should say. Winterfeld with the basketball. Winterfeld in traffic. His shot is good. Marcus Winterfeld. All of a sudden, he's got 12 points, I should say. Scored 5 on that possession, in effect. Kick out pass. Dort College pushes the lead from 20-15 to 25-15 on that possession. Keel will put up a 14-footer right side. It's good. Nate Keel with a 2-point basket. That stops the 10-point run by the defenders. It's 25-17. Right side pass, O'Donnell. O'Donnell gives it up to Barkema. Barkema feeds it down low. Winterfeld. Winterfeld posting up, put it on the floor, and they dig down and they take it away. Coming up with it is Quinn Connor. Connor goes left side. Shot on the way. Missed it. No good. Rebound loose, and it's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Doan. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College gets the ball back. On the floor for the defenders right now, it's Winterfeld, O'Donnell, Terpstra, Barkema, and Feenstra. Doan College countering right now with Wyatt Simon guarding O'Donnell. Keel is guarding Feenstra. Pass goes left side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell working against Simon. Comes back over to Terpstra. Terpstra is going to go to the hoop, and it's blocked out of bounds by Keel. Long is on the floor for Doan, and now we have personnel change. Chase Stone and Michael Zuhl checking into the ballgame for the Tigers. Tigers in their road blacks. With it right side, goes to Terp. Terp, three, missed it. Well, missed it initially, and it bounces high off the iron and drops through for Alex Terpstra. And the Dort College defenders with a three-point bucket by Terpstra to make it 28-17. Terpstra also got the starting nod this afternoon on senior day. Marcus Winterfeld hits the deck, and it's a two-point basket. The drive to the hoop and the bucket for Doan College and number 23, Nate Keel. Keel with 8, It's 28-19. Pass to Barkema. Barkema gathers himself in traffic. Shot no good. Gets it blocked. Rebound cleared by Doan. Doan with a basketball. Doan goes left side over to Stone. Stone to Zuhl. Zuhl will set the offense. Comes back out front to Stone. Stone with the basketball. They feed it to Keel. Keel, 15-footer. Good. Nate Keel, 10 points. And to Nate Keel's credit, he has had a much more productive career than I thought he would have initially when I saw him as a freshman. He's one of those kids that has stuck with it and has played himself through a pretty good career at Doan. Barkema with a runner from the left side. It's good. Chad Barkema with his first two. And the North College lead is 30-21. Tell you more about Keel's numbers at our next break. Pass goes right side, Reed Williams. Williams gives it up to Chase Stone. Stone to Zuhl. Zuhl back out front to Reed Williams. Dort College with a 9-point lead. Doan College with a basketball. They drop it off for Keel. Keel thinks about another jumper, puts the ball on the floor against Feenstra, fading away. Right side shot, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Dort College. Pass ahead to Barkema from Winterfeld. Barkema off the glass, can't get it to go. Ball is fought for. It's in the corner, and it's saved off of Barkema by Zuhl. And it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Doan basketball. Feenstra and Barkema check out of the ballgame. On the floor for the defenders, Van Lingen and Henriksen back into the game. Talked about the fact that Dort College's bench, in terms of their rotation, pretty tight. Play seven or eight players, and that's just about the limit. Zuhl working against O'Donnell. Gives it up down to Keel. Keel shot no good. Keel throws it off of the glass, gets it back himself. Shot in traffic is no good, but Reed Williams is fouled on the play. Foul goes on Dort College and number 25, Josh Van Lingen. So Reed Williams will go to the free throw line. 30-21 our score. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Williams. Williams with 3 points. Another free throw on the way for Williams. 30-22 the score. Second free throw off the mark, no good. That left it short. It's 30-22. Winterfeld with the basketball. Passes left side, Terpstra. Terpstra puts it on the floor, tries to thread the needle, and it got plugged up there. Coming up with it is Zuhl. Zuhl with the basketball. Zuhl in between the circles out front. Passes right side. Doan College basketball. Left wing with it, and we've got a foul called away from the ball. Foul called on Dort College's Alec Henriksen. Henriksen whistled for foul number one. And Michael Zuhl will inbound the basketball. Zuhl gets the ball inbounded to Keel. Keel to Zuhl. Zuhl back to Keel. Keel. Zuhl on the right wing. Zuhl in traffic, and he's going to be called for traveling. Travel violation called against the Doan College Tigers. And Dort College will inbound the basketball. Bringing it up is Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell across the timeline. Sets the offense. Passes to Henriksen. Alec gives it up. Van Lingen. Van Lingen looking down low for Winterfeld. Instead they go back over to Henriksen. Henriksen bounce pass. Gives it up to Van Lingen. Van Lingen unable to finish. Gets his own rebound back. Shot is off of the glass. Good for Josh. Josh with 6 points. Dort College leads by 10 again. 32-22. Doan basketball, Riley Zimmerman. Zimmerman right side, Zuhl. Zuhl with it. Zuhl gets away from O'Donnell for the time being. Kick out pass. Three on the way, short, no good. Rebound taken away by O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Andrew O'Donnell into the front court. Henriksen, long three, missed it, short, no good. Trying to throw in the tip in was Winterfeld. And Doan comes away with a rebound in the form of Chase Stone. Stone to Zuhl. Zuhl left side, Williams. Williams back outside it comes to Stone. Stone misses the three. Rebound is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Doan. It'll be Dort College basketball. Time out on the floor. Charge to Doan. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Talking about Nate Keel. Keel closing in on 1,300 career points and also 700 rebounds. He entered play today at 1,239 points, 679 rebounds. As I said, watching him as a freshman, if you had told me he was going to be a 1,300-point scorer and gather in 700 rebounds, I'd wouldn't have believed you, but he has turned himself into a pretty good college basketball player here in the GPAC. Probably be on one of the first two teams, I would imagine, in Great Plains Athletic Conference postseason accolades when all is said and done. Dort College misses on the first possession after the timeout. Get a defensive stop. Here comes Marcus Winterfeld with the basketball. He pulls it from three, knocks it down. Marcus Winterfeld, 15 first half points. That's the difference right now. Dort College, 35. Doan College, 22. Otherwise, it's a pretty even ball game, but Winterfeld has tossed in three threes already today, along with three twos. Here's Keel. Keel against Van Langen. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Dort College and Winterfeld. Winterfeld thinking about pulling it again. Instead, hands it off to Terpstra. Terpstra, left side, it goes Henriksen. Henriksen feeds Van Langen. Van Langen over the basketball. Van Langen, Winterfeld, Winterfeld three, rainbow, got it. Don't touch anything right now, Marcus. It might melt. 38-22, four threes in the first half for Winterfeld, and the defenders out to a 16-point advantage. Driving in, and a reach-in foul called on Alec Henriksen. Henriksen whistled for foul number two. So foul number two on Henriksen, the sophomore from Spirit Lake. Michael Zuhl will inbound the basketball for the defenders. And throwing the ball in. Losing it on the way up. Chandler Brunsting in the ballgame for Dort College for the first time here in the first half. Three, and inbounding the basketball is Zuhl. 5:44 remaining. Pass comes into Keel. Keel gives it up. Zuhl drives in. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Van Langen. Gets it ahead to Brunsting. Brunsting with the basketball, stops on the left wing. Feeds it to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell will drive in with the left hand. Layup good. Andrew O'Donnell with 4 points. Dort College leads 40-22. 40-22. Doan College with the basketball. Doan University with the basketball. This is Zuhl. Zuhl gives it up to Williams. Williams, left side. Driving in and losing the handle was Zimmerman. Kick out pass, Williams. Williams, three, no good. Here comes Brunsting. Brunsting on the one-man fast break. One player to beat. Kicks it out, Terp. Terp pulls it for three, and it won't go down. Bangs around the net. And the Dort College defenders and Doan College Tigers, Doan University Tigers, continuing play as Zuhl brings it down, presses the issue, and he gets fouled on the play. Foul goes on Dort College and Van Langen, that's number two on Van Langen. Barkema and Feenster will check in. Michael Zuhl shooting a couple free throws. First one is up and down. Dort College now 3-for-5 from the free throw line. our score. Another free throw on the way for Zuhl. Zuhl, a 65% free throw shooter. That one's off the mark, no good. Rebound cleared by O'Donnell. Dort College leads 40-23. O'Donnell with the basketball. 4:40 and counting. Pass goes right side over to Brunsting. Brunsting beats it off to Barkema. Barkema with the basketball. Barkema into the corner. Winterfeld. Winterfeld, three, corner, good. Winterfeld with 21 first-half points. Dort College leads 43-23. Zuhl with the basketball, 4:18 remaining. First half of play, Dort College up, 43-23. Driving in, shot no good. Fight for the basketball, rebound cleared by Feenster. Here comes Dort College. Winterfeld pulls it from three. Oh, my. Six threes by Winterfeld here in the first half. Dort College leads 46-23. Winterfeld has 24. The hoop is looking huge to Winterfeld right now. Lord Aka loses it out of bounds. It will be defender basketball. The North College defenders off to a 46-23 advantage, and Coach Ian McKeithen for Doan upset on no foul call. And right now he's exchanging pleasantries with Chad Slagle. And Coach McKeithen will head back to his huddle. And the North College defenders have a 46-23 advantage. Marcus Winterfeld, 24 points here in the first half of play. Six threes already for Winterfeld. And I know the wheels are turning for some of you out there already, wondering about the single game three-point record. That is held by Austin Kachi and Nate Skelhaas at eight. Kachi did it in double overtime wild affair with William Penn in the national tournament back in March of 2014. Nate Skelhaas, it's hard to believe that was 20 years ago. Not quite 20 years ago. February 15, 1997, he threw in eight three-pointers against Huron and the Screaming Eagles. So that's the record. Right now, Winterfeld has six made threes. Feenstra with a drive into the lane. He's got five. And the North College defenders have taken a 48-23 lead. North College all over Doan right now. 3:27 remaining in the half. And a shot in the lane by Aka. No good, but he's fouled on the play. And Lord Aka will go to the free throw line. So Lord Aka, a 72% free throw shooter. He'll shoot two. That foul called on Terpstra was his second. Left-hander Aka up and off the side iron, no good. O'Donnell checking into the ball game. Terpstra will check out. 48-23, North College leading. A second free throw on the way for Aka. This one's up, and that one's short, no good. Rebound, Winterfeld has it poked away. Coming up with the basketball is Doan. Doan extends the possession. Kick out pass, three on the way. Good for Doan and Quinn Connor. Connor with a three-point basket. North College leads 48-26, 3:07 remaining. O'Donnell with the basketball goes high post over to Feenstra. Feenstra gives it up Winterfeld. Winterfeld, three is up and good. Seven of them. Shoot it till your arm falls off now. 51-26, North College with a 25-point advantage. Pass comes to Aka. Aka in traffic, puts it up, count the hoop, and he is fouled. Lord Aka with an opportunity at a three-point play. 51-28, that foul charge to Taylor Feenstra. And for Taylor, that is foul number one. North College in front. So Aka, left-handed, free throw on the way. It's up and good. 51-29, North College in front. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell takes it across the timeline. Passes to Feenstra. Feenstra with the basketball. Feenstra to Winterfeld. Winterfeld, another one. That one's off the mark. No good. Rebound cleared by Doan. Doan up and running with it. That was definitely a heat check shot by Winterfeld. Winterfeld had someone draped on him. That time he missed it off of the rim. Shot no good on the other end by Doan and Zuhl. Here comes North College and O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell to Brunsting. Brunsting feeds it back to Feenstra. Barkema unable to finish on the putback attempt. And now we've got a jump ball called. No, it's going to be a foul called on Zuhl. Zuhl whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on him. Team foul number seven on the Tigers. North College will be shooting two free throws with Taylor Feenstra fouled in the act of shooting. He's got 5 points. . 51-29 our score. Free throw by Feenstra is off the side of the iron. No good. He's got another one on the way. Voss will check in. Brunsting will check out. .206 remaining. First half of play, Dort College 51, Doan 29. Another free throw on the way for Feenster. That one's off the side of the iron. No good. Dort College 3-for-5 now from the free throw line this first half. Left side pass, Doan with the basketball. Quinn Connor out front. Connor passes left side over to Long. Long, three, good. Connor Long with a three-point bucket. It's 51-32. Doan starting to chip away at the lead. They've got it down to 19. Danny Voss feeds it down low. Feenstra, 1:37 remaining in the half. Feenstra against Aka. Feenstra's shot hangs on the rim and falls through. Taylor Feenstra with 7 points. 53-32. 1:25 remaining. So Doan out with the basketball, trailing by 21. Zuhl drives in, short arms the layup attempt. Here comes Dort College. O'Donnell with the basketball, feeds Winterfeld. Winterfeld back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Feenstra. Feenstra shot off of the rim, no good. Rebound Barkema, stripped on the way up. Stripping it was Quinn Connor. Here comes Doan, and who called the foul? It was across the way. Jared Ray gets the foul call against Dort College. And number 23, Danny Voss. Voss whistled for the personal. 101 remaining in the first half of this contest. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Another one on the way for Zimmerman. Zimmerman now with 7 points. Dort College leading 53-33. So another free throw on the way for Zimmerman. This one's up, and Zimmerman makes them both. Zimmerman with 9 first half points. It's 53-34. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell, shot in the lane, no good. Rebound is tapped out of bounds. And it will be Dort College basketball. It was last touched by Doan. Inbounding the basketball is Winterfeld. Winterfeld to Cooper. Ross Cooper in the ball game at the last break. Comes back over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld feeds it left side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Voss. Voss back right side to Winterfeld. Winterfeld puts it on the floor, takes it into the lane, and he's stripped on the way up, and Marcus will go to the free throw line now and shoot 2 free throws. 53-34 our score. Dort College by 19, 38.6 seconds remaining. So Winterfeld will shoot 2 free throws here. Free throw by Marcus is up and good. He's got another one on the way. Second free throw for Winterfeld. Trying to extend it back to a 21-point ball game. Winterfeld already with 28 points here this afternoon. With 38 seconds remaining in the half, and he misses that one. And the Dort College lead is 54-34. 35 seconds and counting, first half. Doan with the basketball. They'll take it down below 10 seconds in all likelihood before they shoot it. There's a 7-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Driving left-hand side with it is Wyatt Simon. And we've got a kick called on the defenders. They'll reset it to 15. Now 1.8 second difference, shot clock and game clock. Connor Long will inbound. He gets the ball inbounded to Simon. Simon out front, 13 seconds. Pass goes left side. Shot is blocked, but a foul on the play called on Feenstra. Feenstra whistled for the personal foul. Taylor Feenstra whistled for foul number 2. Henriksen and Terpstra will check in with 9.6 seconds remaining. And Riley Zimmerman will shoot 2 free throws. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Voss and Cooper will check out of the ball game. Dort College leading 54-35. Story of the first half, though, seven made threes for Winterfeld, 28 points in the first half. And another free throw on the way. This one's up and good. Zimmerman makes both free throws. The Dort College lead is 18, 54-36. Ball's inbounded. Here comes Dort College and Winterfeld. Winterfeld with it at the top of the key. He'll put up a three. In and out, no good. Rebound cleared. No, it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Doan. It'll be Dort College basketball. And the Dort College defenders will be inbounding the basketball. Dort College wants a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charged to Dort College. Let's take a 30-second break. We'll be back with more right after this. 54-36 our score. Inbounding the basketball will be Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell to trigger it. With Dort College leading 54-36, O'Donnell looking. Still looking. And they get the ball inbounded to Van Langen. Van Langen shot off the side of the backboard. No good, and that's the end of the first half. Our score, Dort College 54, Doan 36. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Here at halftime, Dort College leads Doan 54-36 in men's college basketball play. The Dort College defenders 21 of 45 from the floor, 46.7%, 8 of 15 on threes, 53.3%, 4 for 7 on free throws, 57.1%. Doan College, 12 of 28 from the floor, 42.9%, 3 for 9 on threes, 33.3%, 9 for 13 on free throws, 69.2%. Dort College has out-rebounded Doan 32-13 thus far. Dort College 14 offensive rebounds and 18 defensive rebounds. Doan 1-12. Turnovers, Doan 6, Dort College 5. Doan has 5 steals, and the Dort College defenders have 3. Individually, Marcus Winterfeld leads all players with 28 points. That's a season for some. 10 of 14 from the floor, 7 of 9 on threes, 28 points. 7 points for Taylor Feenstra, 4 for Alec Henriksen and Andrew O'Donnell, 2 for Chad Barkema, 6 for Josh Van Langen. For the Doan Tigers, Riley Zimmerman, 11, Nate Keel, 10, 5 for Connor Long, 3 for Lord Aka and Quinn Connor, and 1 for Michael Zuhl. Marcus Winterfeld with 7 rebounds. 5 rebounds for Andrew O'Donnell, 4 for Taylor Feenstra, 6 for Josh Van Langen off of the bench, 4 offensive and 2 defensive, and 3 for Chad Barkema. 4 assists for Andrew O'Donnell, 2 assists for Nate Keel. Keel also credited with 3 blocked shots. The defenders have 2 steals from Chad Barkema out of their 3 total. 54-36, Dort College leading the Doan College Tigers at halftime in men's college basketball. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College leading 54-36 at halftime. Coming up this week, Dort College Basketball Wednesday evening. The defenders will be on the road at the Newman Flanagan Center on the campus of Briarcliff University in Sioux City, Iowa. You can hear those games on KDCR 88.5 FM. That is this Wednesday night. Next Saturday, a rare Saturday off. And then the following week, Dort College at home with Morningside. That'll be the final twin bill played here at the DeWitt Gymnasium this season. And 2 weeks from today, the Dort College women facing the College of St. Mary. So the Dort College men, 2 Saturdays off in a row after today's play. 54-36, Dort College by 18 at halftime. Back with a look at the GPAC scores that we can find right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Halftime scores, men's basketball. Briarcliff over Midland, 49-47. Dakota Wesleyan over Hastings, 41-26. Those are the only GPAC men's basketball scores here this afternoon. GPAC women's basketball earlier today, Doan over Dort, 73-66. Briarcliff over Midland, 84-74. Hastings drops Dakota Wesleyan, 62-54. And it was Morningside over the College of St. Mary in women's play, 97-71. Back to action with the second half. Dort College with an 18-point lead. Doan will try to chip away. Not going to get a ball back at once, obviously. First order of business for them try to get it back to a 10-point difference. They are unable to chip away on that possession. Keel misses the shot. Here's O'Donnell. O'Donnell in traffic, stripped on the way up, gets it back, passes over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld to Feenstra. Feenstra in traffic, off the glass, no good. Collision. Feenstra ends up on the floor. That takes something. Pass comes over to Henriksen. Henriksen gets the return pass from Winterfeld. Henriksen three off the mark, no good. Barkham with a tip out, and it's controlled by Zimmerman. Here comes Doan with a basketball. Doan College driving in, reverse layup, and a foul on the play called on Winterfeld. Marcus Winterfeld whistled for the personal, his first, and that is team foul number one on the defenders here in this half. 19-14 remaining in this contest. Dort College with a 54-36 lead, but Doan will try to cut into the lead here at the free throw line with Riley Zimmerman shooting two. First one is up and good. Zimmerman with another one on the way. He's got 11 points. Dort College led by as many as 21 in the first half. Beg your pardon, 25. They were up 51-26 at one point. And now it's a 54-38 ball game. A couple of made free throws by Zimmerman. Pass goes right side, Henriksen. Henriksen with it. Henriksen to Barkema. Barkema in traffic, puts it up, blocked, gets his own rebound back. Passes underneath to Feenstra. Feenstra with the basketball. Feenstra. And we've got a foul on the play called on Nate Keel, and I believe it was because Keel had two hands in the back. So Nate Keel whistled for the personal, his second. Dort College will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Andrew O'Donnell will inbound the basketball. O'Donnell looking, throws over the top and finds Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball. Henriksen takes it across half court over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, reverse layup on the right hand, good. Andrew O'Donnell with 6 points. Dort College leads 56-38. 56-38 our score. Bringing the basketball up is Zuhl for Doan University. This is Keel. Keel back to Zuhl. Zuhl down to the baseline. Zuhl cut off. Comes back to Keel. Keel to Zuhl. Zuhl pocket pass. Right side Keel. Keel shot hangs on the rim. Won't drop through. And the rebound is taken away by O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell against Zuhl. O'Donnell short arms the shot, and a push is going to be called on Feenstra. Taylor Feenstra whistled for his third personal foul. That is team foul number two on the defenders in this half. Josh Van Langen will check into the ball game for Dort College. And the Doan College Tigers have the basketball down 18. Pass comes to Keel after the substitutions. Pass out front. Shot on the way from 17 is good for the Doan Tigers. And Riley Zimmerman. Zimmerman with 14. 56-40. Dort College by 16. O'Donnell with the basketball. 17:50 remaining. Pass goes left side over to Van Langen. Van Langen bounces it to Winterfeld. Winterfeld in traffic. Puts it up with the right hand, finger roll, misses, no good, too strong, rebound cleared by Doan University. With it on the right side is Chase Stone. Stone to Zuhl, Zuhl left side to Williams, Williams shot, good. Reed Williams with 5 points, and the Dort College lead is 56-42. Doan has outscored Dort College 6-2 to start the second half. Inside it goes Van Langen. Van Langen, easy pickings, 2-point basket, good, he's got 8. 58-42, Dort College by 16. With the basketball out front is Keel. Keel goes left side, Zimmerman. Zimmerman guarded by Barkema. Zimmerman feeds it off to Zuhl. Zuhl with the basketball. Zuhl on the left side. He'll give it back over to Keel, and Keel is fouled on the play. So the foul called on Van Langen. Josh Van Langen whistled for his third personal. So Keel will go to the free throw line. He'll shoot a pair here. Free throw by Keel is up and good. 11 points for Keel. It's a 58-43 ball game. Another free throw on the way. Dort will go with their smaller lineup now. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. This is where Winterfeld moves to a 5. Keel makes both free throws. It's 58-44. On the floor for the defenders right now, Andrew O'Donnell, Chad Barkema, Alex Terpstra, Alec Henriksen, and Marcus Winterfeld. Pass left side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell, 3, partially blocked. Rebound cleared by Doan. Doan with the basketball. Quinn Connor. Up the floor they come. Doan College trying to cook up a comeback here. It's a 14-point ball game right now. Zuhl with the scoop shot. It's good. Michael Zuhl with 3 points. 58-46. Winterfeld with the basketball. And the Dort College defenders want a timeout. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Dort College. It's a 12-point advantage. Doan has cut 13 points off of what was a 25-point advantage. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. After the timeout, Dort College with the basketball. Dort College needs a bucket. They lead by 12, 58-46. Left side pass goes to Terpstra. Terpstra with the ball. Terpstra out front. He'll pull the trigger for 3. Good. Alex Terpstra just a 2, they say. He's got 5. And the defenders lead 60-46. Out front with the basketball is Stone. Stone working against Terpstra. Back outside it comes to Zimmerman. Shot in traffic, no good. Rebound taken away by Winterfeld. Winterfeld with the basketball. Winterfeld gives it up into the corner. Henriksen off balance shot, no good, but he's fouled on the play. And Alec will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. Dort College now trying to get to the free throw line. That'll be foul number 2. Called against the Tigers and Zimmerman. Zimmerman with 14 points. So free throws on the way for Henriksen. Free throw by Alec, up and down. Henriksen averaging nearly 16 points per ball game this season. He's become the go-to player. He, along with Marcus Winterfeld, really have carried the bulk of the load. Andrew O'Donnell's been pretty steady as well. All of them have increased their scoring load with the absence of Dalton Franken and Leighton Sampson. Henriksen makes both free throws. 62-46. Henriksen now with 6. Coming off that 36-point salvo against Northwestern on Wednesday. Keel gives it up to Quinn Connor. Connor off of the glass, good. Connor has 5, 62-48, Dort College by 14. Terpstra, 3-pointer, left wing, good. Alex Terpstra buries a 3, he's got 8. Dort College leads 65-48, Dort College trying to extend the lead. See if they can put together another stop here. Keel gives it up to Zuhl. Zuhl driving in, his shot no good. And a foul called on the rebound. That's going to be a push called against Keel, I believe. Not sure who they called that on. So foul's going to go on Zuhl. That's number 2 on him. I thought they were going to call it on Keel, but they call it on Zuhl. Our score. Henriksen gets it over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld with the basketball. Winterfeld spins away from traffic, looking for someone to pass to. Gets it away, Terpstra. Terpstra right side, Henriksen. Henriksen dumps it down low for Feenstra against Keel. Feenstra up strong, blocked by Keel. Keel with at least 4 block shots here this afternoon. And here comes Doan. Doan with the basketball. Zuhl, 14:25 remaining. Doan with the basketball, right, left side is Connor. Connor dribbles with the right hand, passes off left side over to Zimmerman. Zimmerman in the corner, working against Henriksen, gets a screen, passes back into the corner. Zuhl, Zuhl buries a 3. Michael Zuhl with 6 points. Dort College leads 65-51. Doan has been as close as 12 here in the second half. Dort College has pushed the lead up to as many as 17. Down to the baseline is Terpstra. Terpstra drops it off for Feenstra. Feenstra with 9, and the defenders lead 67-51. Back to a 16-point cushion for the defenders. See if they can push it back up to 20. Steal by O'Donnell. Ball's down on the floor. And the ball's tapped out of bounds. Last touch by O'Donnell. It will be Doan College basketball. And the Doan College Tigers will be inbounding in front of the scorer's bench here. Throwing it in for Doan will be Connor Long. Long gets the ball inbounded to Zuhl. Zuhl will take it across the half-court stripe. Zuhl with the basketball. Drops it off for Keel. Inside, short shot is good. Two-point basket for Quinn Connor. Connor with 7. 67-53. Dort College up 14. Winterfeld with the basketball. Winterfeld gives it up to Henriksen. Left side, Terp pulls it. 3, no good. Rebound taken away by Keel. Comes back over to Zuhl. Zuhl will take it across half court. Zuhl with a basketball in between the circles. Gets a screen. Drops it off for Keel. Keel might have traveled with it. Shot is up. No good. Rebound cleared by Winterfeld. Winterfeld with a basketball. Marcus into the front court. Winterfeld into the front court. Passes back over to Henriksen. Henriksen. Shot no good by Henriksen, and the rebound is taken away by Doan. Doan with a basketball. This is Zuhl. Zuhl out front. Zuhl will drive into the lane. Nothing there. Kick out pass to Long. Long down to the baseline. 12-footer left side. No good. Rebound taken away by Henriksen. 12:25 remaining. Dort College by 14. Henriksen puts on the jets and misses. No good. Both teams looking pretty dead on their feet right now. Zuhl driving in. Zuhl, shot off the glass, no good. Gets his own rebound back. Shot is up. Count the hoop, and he is fouled. An opportunity here for Doan to cut it down to 11. Zuhl will go to the free throw line for the three-point play opportunity. Zuhl with 7 second-half points. 8 points for the ball game. Winterfeld checks out of the ball game along with Van Langen. And Michael Zuhl will shoot a free throw. He's 1-for-2 today. He's a 65% free throw shooter this season. 12-12 left to play. And the free throw is up and down for Zuhl. Zuhl now with 9 points. And the defender lead is 67-56. 67-56. Henriksen will bring the basketball up for Dort College. Henriksen feeds it to Barkema. Barkema on the left elbow. Chad fading away from 12. Good. Chad Barkema, left side jumper is good. He's got 4 points. Dort College leads by a baker's dozen, 69-56. 11:50 left to play in regulation. Right side pass, Doan College. This is Connor. Kick out pass, and Connor banks in a long two from straight on. Not sure he called it. Counts anyhow. 69-58. So he banks it off of the window for the 2-point bucket. Van Langen with the basketball, working against Riley Nedved. Van Langen is fouled on the play, and the foul's going to go on Quinn Connor. Connor whistled for foul number 2, and free throws on the way for Josh Van Langen. Van Langen looks like he might have gotten a finger in the eye. Josh will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. He's got 8 points this evening. 69-58, Dort College by 11. Free throw on the way for Josh is up and off the side of the iron, no good. 31 of 61 now this season. 0-for-1 today. That'll be something, obviously, that you want to see Josh improve here in the offseason. That and gain a little bit of strength. Big difference between an 18-year-old freshman and a 21- or 22-year-old junior and senior. And so hopefully he'll be able to make some strides in the offseason on that front. That and free throw shooting. makes one of two, Dose Van Langen, and the defenders lead at 70-58. Doan basketball, chance to cut the lead down to 10 with a two. Trying to get it back to single digits with a three. Shot blocked, rebound fought for. It's cleared by the defenders. Here comes Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball. Henriksen feeds Terpstra. Terpstra, three, good. Transition three for the defenders and Alex Terpstra. Terpstra with 11 points, and the defenders lead 73-58. Doan basketball driving in, might have been a travel. No call made, and now we have the late travel call. Just took a second for it to register with Chad Schlagel. So a travel violation called by Chad Schlagel down on the baseline. And the Dort College defenders will bring the basketball up with Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell gets his shoulders around the player, tries to toss it over to Van Langen, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Doan basketball. Dort College leading 73-58, 10:37 remaining. This was a 54-36 ball game at halftime. This Doan College team allowing 78.7 points per game, so Dort College well in front of that average so far. Ball deflected out. O'Donnell unable to get to it. Ball comes loose. Here comes Doan in transition back the other way. Doan with the basketball. This is Wyatt Simon. Simon in traffic. Kick out pass. Comes back over to Chase Stone. Stone pinned. Comes back outside Zimmerman. Zimmerman, 3 seconds to shoot. Free throw line jumper is up. Rattles out, no good. Rebound controlled by Nedved, and a foul on the play called on Alec Henriksen. Alec Henriksen whistled for the personal, and that's number three on Alec. Well, right after Dort College got the defensive stop, Doan was able to secure an offensive rebound, and the Doan College Tigers will send Riley Nedved to the free throw line. Nedved, a 6'7 freshman from Highlands Ranch, Colorado. If that sounds familiar, that is because that is the same hometown as Alex Terpstra for the Dort College defenders. Nedved makes one of two at 73-59. Dort College still by 14. Barkham will check out of the ballgame. Dort College, Marcus Winterfeld will inbound the ball to Andrew O'Donnell. Into the front court with the basketball is Winterfeld. Winterfeld gives it up to Henriksen. Henriksen to Van Langen. Van Langen against Keel, blocked by Keel. Rebound taken away by Doan. Riley Zimmerman comes up with it. Zimmerman quickly up the floor, trying to cut into the 14-point lead. 9:44 left to go in regulation. Doan basketball, left side. Driving in, kick out pass, three on the way, missed it, no good. And the rebound is tracked after, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Doan, it'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College with a 73-59 lead. Across the timeline is O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell gives it up to Henriksen. Henriksen, left side to Winterfeld. Winterfeld to Henriksen. Henriksen, short shot, good. Alec Henriksen with 8 points, and the Dort College lead is 75-59. 75-59 our score, 9 minutes remaining. And we're going to have an offensive foul called on the Doan Tigers. Foul called on Wyatt Simon. Simon whistled for the personal. It's foul number one on him. Well, this is a critical contest for both of these teams. Right now, they're both tied in terms of the win column for that final spot in the GPAC postseason tournament. And right now, while Doan would win, they would have the upper hand on the tiebreaker with the sweep. So this is a must-win for Dort College. Shot no good by Henriksen in the paint. Rebound cleared by Doan. Doan with the basketball. Doan up the floor with it on the right-hand side. They give it off to Wyatt Simon. Ball tapped away by Terpstra. Terpstra, one player to beat, comes to a jump stop, and he is fouled from behind. Foul is charged to Wyatt Simon. Simon whistled for his second personal foul. Alex Terpstra will go to the free throw line, and he will shoot two free throws. So free throws on the way for Terpstra. O'Donnell's over to my right, grabbing a quick drink. O'Donnell logged a lot of minutes on Wednesday. And here today, played nearly 17 minutes in the first half, and I don't think he's been out here in the second half. Another free throw on the way for Terpstra. That one's up and good as well, so Terpstra makes them both. 10 in the second half for Terp, 14 for the ballgame. Defenders lead 77-59. Facing up is Keel against Van Langen. Keel, basket good, and he is fouled on the play, and Nate Keel will go to the free throw line for a three-point play opportunity. Keel that time faced up against Van Langen straight on, was able to get him back on his heels. Keel going to his right, finished, and got fouled on the play, and can cut it down to a 14-point ball game again with a made free throw. Beg your pardon, a 15-point difference, 77-61 currently. 8:18 remaining. Free throw by Keel is up and good. Nate Keel makes it 77-62. Dort College up 15. O'Donnell passes left side, Winterfeld. Winterfeld, right side, Henriksen. Henriksen to O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Henriksen, and Henriksen thought Terpstra was breaking out to the wing. Instead, Terpstra was going to try to find the back door and see if it was open. Ball ends up out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Doan basketball. Michael Zuhl with the basketball out front. This one not over yet. They drop it off for Keel. Keel gives it in the lane. Shot is up and good with the left hand. Over the top of Terpstra, that's Reed Williams with a two-point basket. It's 77-64, back to a 13-point ball game, five unanswered by the Tigers. Winterfeld gives it up. They get it down low to Feenstra, left block. Feenstra, nothing there, now looking for a cutter. Instead goes outside O'Donnell. O'Donnell against Zuhl. O'Donnell with the basketball, and we've got a reach-in called against Michael Zuhl. Michael Zuhl whistled for the personal, his third. And free throws on the way for Andrew O'Donnell. Both teams are in the bonus from here on out. Andrew O'Donnell with 6 points. This will be the single bonus. 7:28 remaining. And O'Donnell unable to make the free throw. He's a 73% free throw shooter. Misses that one. It's 77-64. Doan with a chance to cut it to a 10-point ball game. They've been as close as 11. And they had the basketball at 1 point. Down 12. Chance to cut into the lead. Shot no good by Keel. Rebound cleared by Dort College. Coming up with the basketball is Henriksen. Henriksen with the ball. Comes back over to Terpstra. And we've got a foul called on the play against Doan and Reed Williams. Can't believe it. It's up on the hip of Alex Terpstra. Now Terpstra will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. Terp is 2-for-2 today. See if he can knock a couple down here on senior day. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Another one on the way for Terpstra. 78-64. A second free throw on the way. This one's up and good as well. 79-64. 79-64. 15 points for Terpstra. Pass goes over to Keel. Keel gives it up out front to Zimmerman. Ball stripped, coming away with it. Dort College into the front court with it is Winterfeld. Winterfeld's going to drive in. Off-balance shot, no good. Rebound tapped out, controlled by Doan. Doan basketball. Doan into the front court and a reach-in foul called on Terpstra. Still a 15-point lead, but this one's still not over. Dort College unable to land the knockout blow. Doan College hanging around. I wouldn't say they're keeping it close, but they're keeping it within reach. Michael Zuhl will go to the free throw line. He'll shoot two. Opportunity for the defender, for the Tigers to cut into the defender lead with the clock stopped. And you got to start watching that now, the clock as well, with 6:38 remaining. Another free throw on the way for Michael Zuhl. Zuhl's free throw is up and good. Michael Zuhl makes it 79-66. Into the front court with the basketball is Alec Henriksen. Henriksen feeds it off left side over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld on the backdoor cut for Henriksen. Henriksen, nothing there. Comes back right side, Terpstra. Terpstra, three, good. Alex Terpstra with a three-point basket as he knocks it down, and the North College defenders extend the lead to 82-66. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to North College Basketball on KDCR. We resume play. Doan unable to finish on the other end. North College with the basketball after they called the timeout, up 16. Pass goes into the corner. Winterfeld, three, no good. Too strong. Rebound taken away by Doan. Doan with the basketball. Doan College Tigers down 16-82-66. Doan has had to use a lot of energy just simply to get this down to a manageable difference after getting down 25 in the first half. Doan basketball, shot. Reed Williams in the lane, banks it over the top of Taylor Feenstra. It's 82-68. Henriksen with the basketball out front. Henriksen goes to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell comes back over to Terpstra. Terpstra back to Winterfeld. Winterfeld comes right side over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell to Henriksen, seven to shoot. Henriksen will pull the trigger, three, good. Whispered that one through. Alec Henriksen. 7 points in the second half, 11 for the ball game. It's 85-68. Doan basketball out front is Williams. Williams, three, good. Reed Williams with the three-point bucket. It's 85-71. And the Doan College Tigers will call the timeout, trailing by 14. Timeout, Doan, back with more in a moment. Doan will show 1-2-1-1 zone press. North College with the basketball. They get it across the timeline. Terpstra gives it over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell out front, picks up his dribble. He passes right side, Ben Langan, back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell to Terpstra. Terpstra, three, missed it, no good. Rebound cleared by Doan. Doan with the basketball. Doan into the front court. Out front with it is Zuhl. Zuhl on the left wing. Zuhl will put it up. His 15-footer rainbows through. Michael Zuhl with a two-point basket. He's got 12 points in the second half. Dort College's lead is 85-73. Just when it looks like Dort is going to pull away, Doan digs themselves out of the hole. Terpstra with the basketball, and a 3 seconds of lane violation called on the Dort College defenders, and the Doan Tigers will get the basketball back, and this one's still not over. It's a 12-point ball game, 85-73. Dort College trying to pick up their fourth win of the conference season, their 13th of the year, with four games remaining after today. Right side pass, Doan. Tigers have it. Keel goes left side. Comes back over to Zimmerman. Zimmerman kicks it into the corner. Spin move. Shot is up. Short, no good. Rebound fought for Keel. Keel put back, good. Nate Keel with 6 second-half points. And the defenders lead 85-75. 16 for the ballgame for Keel. 3:35 remaining. Time for Dort College to put this one away. Comes over to Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball. Now Henriksen. Henriksen, right side, Barkema. Barkema, ball fake, lost it, and he's stripped, but he's fouled on the play. Foul is charged to number 20, Riley Zimmerman. Zimmerman whistled for his third personal foul. Taylor Feenstra will be checking into the ballgame, I would imagine, for Josh Van Langen. And let's see if Chad can knock couple of free throws down. A 1-1 opportunity. Next free throw will be double bonus time for the defenders. So Barkema will go to the free throw line. 1-1 for the freshman from Sioux Falls. It's up and hangs on the rim and falls through. Barkham and Al with five. Another free throw on the way for Barkema. This one's up and good as well for Barkema. Barkema makes them both. He's got six. Chad has done a lot tonight that isn't going to show up in the scoring column. He's got 6 points, which is a little bit better than his season average, but he's been pretty solid defensively. Winterfeld checks in for him now with the basketball. Right side is Zuhl. Zuhl working against O'Donnell, and what do we have? Is it going to be a block or a charge? It's going to be a travel. So Zuhl whistled for the travel. It'll be Dort basketball, Winterfeld. 3:14 remaining, Dort College up a dozen. Basket here probably, puts you in a real good position at least. Henriksen gets the ball up to Winterfeld. Winterfeld, no look, a pass over to O'Donnell. Now Henriksen. Henriksen feeds it down low for Feenstra. Feenstra lost it, and it's taken away by Doan. Reed Williams. Williams, spin move, puts it up with the right hand. Good. Shucks. 14 for Williams. Thought Dort College was going to get a little more separation. Instead, they cough it up, and it's a two-point basket for Doan on the other end and a 10-point game. O'Donnell weaves his way into the lane. Andrew O'Donnell with a timely bucket. He's got eight. And the Dort College defenders lead at 89-77. 2.5 left to go in the game. Dort College up a dozen. Doan basketball. They give it to Keel, working against Feenstra, and Taylor Feenstra is going to be called for the personal foul, his fourth. So a foul call against the Dort College defenders. And that's going to be foul number five, actually, on Feenstra. My mistake, I missed one somewhere along the line. He ends with 9 points. He is disqualified on fouls with 2:22 remaining. This will be a 1-1 for Keel. Nate Keel, 2-for-3 from the free throw line today. And Keel for the Doan Tigers. 16 points, misses the front end of that 1-1, and a foul called against the Doan Tigers. And Josh Van Langen will shoot two on the other end. Foul called on Doan's number 24, Wyatt Simon. Simon whistled for his third. And Van Langen will go to the free throw line. And Dort College can get a little separation. I had Keel with 16. He's actually got 17 up on the board. Free throw by Van Langen, no good. Another one on the way for Josh Van Langen, the freshman from Sioux Center. 9 points so far today for Van Langen. Second free throw on the way for Van Langen. This one's up, and that one's going to roll off. Pretty hard work yet here in the second half. 89-77. Keel passes left side. Gives it up to Williams. Williams with the basketball over to Zimmerman. Zimmerman, spin move, and it's stripped away by Henriksen. It will be Doan basketball with 2:03 remaining in regulation. Doan to throw the ball in. Inbounds pass, Simon. Simon gives it to Keel, and a blocking call called on Andrew O'Donnell. Andrew O'Donnell tried to set up outside the charge circle. Ends up getting called for the foul in the process. Chad Barkema will check back into the game for the defenders. Well, we're at the two-minute warning of this one. Dort College leading 89-77. Henriksen will come over to the sideline. Get some instructions. Free throw by Keel is up and good. Nate Keel makes the front end of this two free throw trip. Another one on the way. Trying to make it a 10-point ball game is Keel. Second free throw for Nate Keel. 74% free throw shooter. He is 4 for 5 today. And now 5 for 6. Still 10 points, 89-79. Dort College leading. Winterfeld inbound the basketball, gets it into Henriksen. Henriksen dribbles up the left sideline. Henriksen, ridden on his hip. Wyatt Simon. Simon picks up his fourth personal. Henriksen will go to the free throw line and will shoot two. So Alec Henriksen to shoot a pair. Alec tonight with 11. Seven of them in the second half. So Henriksen steps up to the charity stripe. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Another one on the way for Henriksen. Second free throw on the way for Alec Henriksen. Keel checks back into the game for Doan. Checking out of the contest will be Connor Long. Dort College extends the lead back to 11, 90-79. Second free throw on the way for Henriksen. This one's up and good. Alec Henriksen with a two-point trip to the free throw line. 9 points in the second half. Dort College leads 91-79. Right side pass, three, short, no good. Rebound tipped, and it's tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Doan basketball. 1:39 remaining. Well, it certainly appears Dort College is in a good position here. Doan College to throw it in. With the basketball, it's Wyatt Simon. Gives it to Keel. Keel, finger roll, layup, good. Nate Keel with another two. He's got 21. And the Dort College lead is 91-81. Timeout on the floor, charge to Doan. They've got one remaining. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Dort College basketball after the timeout. Pass ahead to Barkema. Barkema is fouled on the play by Keel. And Barkema will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws as he was fouled from behind by Nate Keel. Nate Keel whistled for his third personal. So Chad Barkema shooting a couple. He's got 6 points here today. Taylor Feenster has been disqualified on fouls already. First free throw no good by Barkema. Another one on the way. Checking into the ball game is Chase Stone for Doan. A second free throw on the way for Barkema. And he puts that one up, and that one's off the heel, no good. Barkema, 70% free throw shooter, fails to knock either one of those down, though, and Doan still has a chance. Pass comes out front. Now left side, Stone. Stone gives it up to Zimmerman. Zimmerman will launch a three, missed it, no good. Rebound Winterfeld. Winterfeld with the basketball, and Winterfeld is fouled on the play. 107 remaining in regulation. Marcus Winterfeld will go to the free throw line, and after that 28-point performance in the first half, I think he's maybe had two or three shot attempts here in the second half. Obviously, his point of emphasis at halftime to slow him down somehow, some way. And Winterfeld will shoot two. 107 left to play. Dort College by 10, now 11. Winterfeld with another one coming. 92-81, Dort College by 11. Second free throw coming for Winterfeld. Winterfeld puts it up and puts it down. 30 points for Winterfeld. And the Dort College lead is 93-81, and you would think that that's probably about going to do it. 1 minute remaining. Kick out pass, Keel. Keel, three, top of the key, three, no good. Rebound off the side of the iron, comes out to Stone. Stone gives it up to Simon. Simon to Keel. Keel is fouled on the play. Foul's going to be on O'Donnell. Andrew O'Donnell whistled for the personal, his second. So Nate Keel will shoot the free throws. Keel is 5 for 6 from the free throw line. All of them coming here at in the second half. First free throw is up and down. Another one on the way for Keel. 93-82, 49 seconds remaining. And this one is up and good as well. Keel makes both free throws. He's got 23. And a foul in the backcourt. Alec Henriksen will walk the other way, and he will shoot two free throws. Dort College with a 10-point advantage. 45 seconds remaining. It's foul number 4 called on Riley Zimmerman. Both teams are in the double bonus. And it's been that way for a while now. Free throw on the way by Henriksen, a rare miss. He has shot this season 91 free throws, beg your pardon, 93. That was his 94th shot. And up to this point, he had missed just 11. That was his 12th miss of the year. Free throw is up by Henriksen and a rare two-miss trip. And the Dort College defenders will play defense with 45 seconds remaining. It's a 10-point ball game. 93-83. 45 seconds remaining. Doan inbounding. This is Chase Stone. Stone gets the ball inbounded, passes it off to Zimmerman. Zimmerman drives in with the right hand. Good. Riley Zimmerman with a 2-point basket. It's a 16-point game. He's got 16, I should say. Dort College leads by 8. 93-85. 8.1 seconds remaining. 38.1 seconds remaining. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Doan uses their final timeout of the ball game. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more in a moment. Dort College unable to get the ball inbounded after the timeout. Forced to use one of their remaining three timeouts. Let's tell you who makes the broadcast of these games possible. They include American State Bank, proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics by Highway Chevrolet Buick and Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop, serving the community since 1955, 722-2313. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hovelman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. Phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig's a broker. And by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. 38.1 seconds remaining in this contest. Dort 93, Doan 85. Inbounding the basketball is Winterfeld. Winterfeld gets the ball inbounded to Henriksen. Henriksen on the sideline, and he is fouled on the play by Wyatt Simon. Simon is disqualified on fouls. With 35.5 seconds remaining. And Alec Henriksen will shoot two free throws. Well, let's see if Alec can get back on the make side of things. 0 for 2 on his last trip to the free throw line. Yeah. So free throw on the way for Alec Henriksen. First free throw is up and good for Alec. Another one on the way. 94-85, Dort College trying to make it a 10-point ball game again. This one's up and good, so Alec makes both free throws. Defenders lead 95-85. 30 seconds remaining. Doan basketball. And ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Doan basketball. 25.3 seconds left, and that should do it. Chase Stone inbounding the basketball. Ball is taken away by O'Donnell. Tied up. Jump ball, alternating possession. It will be Dort College basketball. Checking into the ball game is Danny Voss. Checking out Chad Barkema. Dort College inbounding. They get the ball in to Danny Voss, and Voss will bring it into the front court. Comes back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the ball. Passes into the corner, Winterfeld. Winterfeld out front. Passes back over to Voss. And Danny Voss has it at midcourt. 7 seconds left, and that's how it's going to end. Dort College 95, Doan College 85. Dort College improves to 4-10 for the season, 13-13 overall. Doan falls to 3-10 in the conference and 12-13 overall. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a recap of tonight's ball game. The Wireless World postgame wrap comes up in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders victorious earlier today by a final count of 95-85 over Doan College. And before we get to Coach Ross Dommel, we will visit with the two seniors who are finishing their career in uniform. Obviously, we had four players recognized earlier today. The two that are in uniform, Danny Voss and Alex Terpstra, joining me for postgame comments. We begin with Danny Voss, the Dort College defender, senior from Ripon, California. And Danny, great way to celebrate Senior Day. Obviously, it's anticlimactic if you don't get a win. That's first and foremost. Here this afternoon, team responded pretty well with a 95-85 victory. Bounced back pretty well, it appears, after that disappointing loss on Wednesday against Northwestern. How were the practices the last 2 days in preparation for today?
They were great. I mean, we really came back and fought hard in practice. We were pretty determined to get this win, definitely. To everybody, everyone knew this was a huge win for us, and for us to continue our season, we needed to get this one. So I think it was definitely on everybody's mind as we practiced hard and got a lot done this week in preparation for today.
How important is it to you and Alex to make the postseason and get into the GPAC tournament? Because really right now, that's what this team, not only playing for the future, but for the here and now, you want to make that postseason. How important is that?
I mean, I'd say it's the most important thing to us right now. I mean, coming in as a freshman and a senior, it doesn't matter. Your main goal is to make the tournament. And right now, with our record, we're trying to slip into the tournament here, and I think we have a good shot if we continue to play like we did today. I'd say that's our biggest goal at this point.
We've had some changes through the course of the Christmas break and now into the second semester. For the most part, the team's playing pretty good basketball, though, in the second semester. What has allowed this team to put things together over the last 3-4 weeks?
I think coming back from Christmas break, especially the younger guys, really thought hard about what basketball means to them and came back with a different fire to them than they did first semester. And we've seen a lot of growth from the beginning of the season, which has been very special to see for me and Terp. Although the record's not exactly where we want it to be, seeing the growth of the younger guys is very special.
Business major from Ripon, California. What prompted you to come to Dort College?
My dad was the first one to talk about it. He's an alumni. I don't want to say mess up the year because it was quite a few years ago. But he kind of pushed it, and I came on a visit, two visits in high school, and I just absolutely loved it here. Loved Coach Dalma, loved what the program was about, and it's just stuck for me.
Business major, you did an internship this past summer? Describe a little bit what you've done through the course of your academic career and what the future holds for you.
Yeah, I did an internship in San Francisco at a corporate bank called Rabobank this past summer, which I learned an incredible amount. My academics have always been extremely important to me, so I will graduate in May with a finance major and an accounting minor, and I just got a job offer and accepted a job offer from Wells Fargo back home in California, which is extremely exciting.
I was going to say, your mom and dad are probably quite happy that you'll be gainfully employed upon graduation in May.
They are. They are very happy.
Well, good. Danny, thanks for stopping by, and thanks for everything that you've done for this program. I said during the pregame, not everything shows up in a box score what somebody does for a program. You filled a very important role for this team. You've filled some voids. So thanks for doing that.
Well, thank you, Mike. And I just want to say thank you for all the support everyone showed, whether they're here in the Duet or at home watching on the live cast or listening. We appreciate everyone's support. So I just want to give a big thank you to all the Defender Nation out there.
Thanks, Danny. That's Danny Voss, and we'll be getting to Alex Terpstra here shortly. Alex Terpstra, the senior from Highlands Ranch, Colorado, and unique in that both of these players are what I would call legacy players, both sons of alumni, and we'll talk to Alex about that in just a moment. Alex, going to pose the same question to you that I did to Danny to start things off, or one of the first questions. Your team has put together a pretty good last 3 or 4 weeks or so of basketball, obviously like a couple games back, but all in all, seem to be on the uptick. What's happened since Christmas that's allowed this team to kind of pull together and start winning some ball games?
Yeah, since Christmas break, we kind of regenerated a little bit, and I think everyone kind of looked themselves up in the mirror, and the record isn't what we wanted, and we got some young guys, but honestly, the growth that we're seeing in the freshmen and the sophomore class, it's exciting for Dort College basketball because they're going to be very, very good. And, it's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
Last week, I believe it was, did we go to Midland last Saturday? We got back. I could tell you weren't terribly happy with how things went. I left here about an hour after returning, and I heard a ball bouncing around in the gym. You were in here getting some shots up. It doesn't end, does it? You can't rest. You have to keep trying to get better. You're trying to find your stroke the way it looked again last Saturday.
Yeah, it's being a senior, the days are dwindling. And so, I felt that I kind of let the team down versus Midland. I thought I should have made some shots that didn't go in. But that's the way basketball works. And so I was pretty disappointed. Came back, put some shots up, and just hope to rebound the next day because I know the team needs me to keep shooting. So, if that's what they need me to do, then I'm going to keep doing it.
18 points today. Since Christmas break, you haven't been thinking about it a whole lot. You seem pretty relaxed. Is that the case? Are you relaxed where you're at right now?
In basketball?
Yeah.
Not at all.
Okay.
Our record isn't what we want, but we're going to keep battling because we want to make this conference tournament so bad, and we want to make a run at it because we got a young group of guys, and we're continuing to learn every single day, every single practice, and it's going to be very exciting.
Accounting and business major, what prompted you to look at Dort College?
Well, both my parents graduated from Dort. I actually told myself I never wanted to follow in the footsteps of my parents, but Coach Ross Dalma came and talked to me, and he made me go on a visit, and I fell in love with the place. The culture around, the community kind of just embraces you, and that's what I've felt the whole 4 years here, and yeah, wouldn't want to spend it anywhere else.
Now, Danny talked about the fact that he secured a position post-graduation. Exciting times for business majors. Sometimes those things start happening already in October and November. I understand you've also secured a position post-graduation.
Yeah, I had the privilege of an internship at Ide Bailey in Denver, Colorado, and they offered me a full-time position there. So I'll be moving back to Denver after I get married and start there.
When's the wedding?
June 30.
June 30. Yep, all right. So. That's not that far away anymore, Alex.
It's not. No, basketball's first, though. We're not worrying about that.
Okay. Well, congratulations. I know we've got a few games left, but this was senior day and a great win for the team. This was a must-win game in terms of trying to get into the playoffs. The team came out really focused, I thought, in the first half, and that's a tribute to the coaching staff and, I believe, the seniors and the veterans getting the team ready to go. So congratulations on that.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks.
That's Alex Terpstra, and Alex Terpstra talking about today's contest and also about what the future holds for him. And we will see if Coach Ross Dahma makes his way over, and I believe he will. And while he does that, we will save this audio file and tell you that in good course, you'll be able to go to KDCR885.com and click the audio and podcast link and be able to listen to these interviews if you missed those the first time around. And I think Coach Ross Dahma actually might be taking a pass on tonight's interview. So I believe that's going to do it. I think I've given you the numbers. And, no, I yes, I have. Want to double-check that. Dort College, 32 of 71 from the floor, 45.1%. 12 of 24 on threes, 50%. 19 of 30 on free throws, 63%. Doan College, 29 of 61, 5 of 15, and 22 of 28. Dort College, a 46-35 rebounding advantage. Doan, 12 turnovers. Dort College, 9. Both teams had 6 steals. Marcus Winterfeld led the way with 30 points. 10 of 17 from the floor, 7 of 10 on three-pointers. 18 for Alex Terpstra, 15 for Alec Henriksen, 9 for Taylor Feenstra, 8 for Andrew O'Donnell, 6 for Chad Barkema, 9 for Josh Van Langen. For the Doan Tigers, 23 for Nate Keel, 17 for Riley Zimmerman, 14 for Reed Williams, and 13 for Michael Zuhl, 5 for Connor Long, and 3 for Lord Aka, 9 for Quinn Connor off of the bench, and 1 for Riley Nedved. Marcus Winterfeld, a double-double. He ends up with 11 rebounds. Andrew O'Donnell ends with 7, and Josh Van Langen had 8 rebounds, 5 for Chad Barkema. 3 assists for Marcus Winterfeld, 4 for Andrew O'Donnell. Next up for the defenders, they'll be traveling to Briarcliff on Wednesday, and they will face off with the Briarcliff Chargers Wednesday evening at the Newman Flanagan Center. We'll be on the air with the broadcast of that contest. That's going to do it for our broadcast. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.